Hey, good evening, everyone. Tonight's topic was misadvertised in the email that was sent out a few minutes ago, but this was by far the most popular shaila I got this week, certainly from many of the mothers, the ladies who are making Pesach this year and very, very nervous. There was a message going around that in certain communities where they close down the mikveh, the kela mikveh, are you allowed to then give to a goy or to be mafkir the kelim in order to circumvent the mitzvah of tevilas kelim? So let's talk about tevilas kelim. So number one is tevilas kelim. Of course, the first option is to bring it to a mikveh, and just as good to bring it to a body of water, a body of natural water. Either one of those are certainly permitted. Now the question becomes: now, given the current atmosphere, the current circumstance we find ourselves in, a number of the kelim mikvahs have been closed, and it made it harder. I'm told a couple are still open. Now, I can't tell you the hygiene. I can't tell you what the medical experts are saying, but the very fact that they're open, seemingly they would still be okay. So ColSave, I'm told ColSave is still open. If you do go, you should take every caution and wear gloves and masks and make sure to wash everything afterwards. Supposedly they're being cleaned in between. I can't promise you, but I'm told as of today, ColSave was still open, and I believe the Kela Mikvah and Farakwe as well, and perhaps even Rabbi White's, but I can't attest to the cleanliness of each of these places. I don't know who's overseeing them, but that certainly is the best option halachically, and I've been recommending people go to a body of water. That also works, a body of water of natural water, that's also permitted. I've been recommending people go to the Woodmere docks, but someone just sent me a picture today that they closed it off, so that's no longer an option. But thank you to Avi and Dina Holshander for opening up their backyard. They do sit on a body of water that's a natural body of water. They welcome the Tiber to go use their backyard in the water to do tefillas kelim. So that's certainly the best to go to perform the mitzvah properly. Now, if that isn't possible, so the next option is use disposable paperware and disposable aluminum, whatever it is. Use things that don't require tevila. When it comes to tevila, there's a machlokas whether tevilas kelim is a mitzvah. And if you miss the mitzvah, okay, you miss the mitzvah. Or is it more of a matir? And if you were to use kelim that were in Tovold, it's an iser. It doesn't asr the food. Everybody agrees that the food does not become asr. But it's asr to use kelim that have not been brought to the mikvah. So the best thing to do is use kelim that are disposable or plastic that don't require tevila in the first place, and that's the best. Okay, it's Pesach, you want fancy things, and sometimes you can't even get around it. There's certain types of utensils and appliances that aren't disposable. A mixer of some sort, a Cuisinart, different things are not possible. But whatever is possible, if you can't go to the mikveh, you can't go to a body of water, so then there certainly are other options of buying things. Now, I should just mention here as well that there are certain people, whether they're weak or they're older, they're just scared to go outside. You can have your kelim brought to the mikveh. We have a very active chesed committee that have been doing wonderful things of going shopping for people who are quarantined or perhaps too old to be going out. I'm sure they could do this as well, so take advantage of that. But these are the first options: going to bring it to the mikveh, bring it to a body of water, or buying disposable goods. Now, what if those are all not options? What if it gets to the point where the kelim mikvah is no longer an option, or you can't access a body of water, or perhaps it's too much tircha to do so? Are there any other options? So there is a din that's brought in two places in Shulchan Aruch. One is in Yardaya, and the end of Simen Kuf Chaf, and also one in Hilchos Shabbos, Simen Shin Chav Gimel. Now the din is, let's say a person forgot to tovel a keli, and he needs to use it on Shabbos. So can you tovel a keli, can you tovel a vessel, a utensil on Shabbos? Is that allowed? And the Gemara says it's a machlokas. Rather, the Shulchan Aruch says it's a machlokas whether you're allowed to or not. What's a machlokas? Because when you are dipping a keli in the mikvah, is that now, it matter, it permits you to use it. You were just tikkun mana, you just fixed something on Shabbos by putting it in the mikvah. So some say it's usher to put something in the mikvah on Shabbos, while others say, no, it's not a really fixing something, the kli, it was a bowl before, it's a bowl now, nothing really was fixed, it just allows you to use it, but that's not calling fixing something. So there's a machlokas whether you could be tovel kelim on Shabbos. So we are machmir that the Yiras Shamayim should not do this, says the Mechaber. And what's the better Eitza? The better Eitza is to give it to a Nachri, give it to a non-Jew as a matan, as a gift, and then borrow it from the non-Jew. Because something owned by a non-Jew doesn't require tevila. Only that which is owned by a Jew requires tevila. But if it's owned by a non-Jew, so then it doesn't require tevila. So give a gift, give a matana, and then you could use it as a borrowed item. Now, as an aside, there's a question in halacha, you're not allowed to give gifts on Shabbos. So how are you allowed to give a gift to a goy? So the Mishnah Berurah points out that although in general, afagav de aser litain matana b'Shabbos, even though normally you're not allowed to give gifts on Shabbos, Hacha Shari Mishim Tzarech Shabbos. Here it's permitted because since you need this keli for the Shabbos use, you are allowed to do this. Because it's only an Isser Dirabanam to give a gift. But when there's a Tzarech Mitzvah, you're allowed to give a gift to Goy in order for you to use it. So that's the Eitah that's brought down on Shabbos when you're stuck. So when the Ramah records this halacha in Yardaya, the Shulchan Aruch first says such an Eitah in Yardaya. And Ramah writes, V'chein Yase Afilu B'chol. You could even do this during the week, giving to a goy, b'makum she'ein lo mikvah, where there's no mikvah. So that's only if there's no mikvah. That means all the mikvahs are closed. That means you live in a place where there's no natural bodies of water. That means you live in a place where there's no chesed community willing to do this for you. And that means it's a place where there's no disposable items to get. The only thing you could buy is something that requires a tevila. So in that scenario, says the Ramah, you're allowed to rely. But that's really that's the end of the line, giving it to Goy after all the other options are no longer on the table. And when the Taz comments on this Ramah, that giving it to Goy works, it's only temporary. It's only the fi shah for that particular Shabbos or that particular day. But you can't wait so long. But again, if it gets to a certain point, that there's no place to tovel, so then you can rely on this as long as you need to until the mikvahs and bodies of water open up again. Now, when the Pischei Tshuva quotes this, he quotes from the Rashbash, who frowned upon such a practice of giving it to a goy. It's called harama. It's a loophole. We don't like loopholes to circumvent. But sometimes when we're stuck in halacha, we have to take advantage of a ha'arama if need be. So again, I'm stressing. If there's no other option, so then you can rely on this. Now, practically, Rav Shechter came out with a tshuva this week discussing these different items, and he said practically giving to a non-Jew, it doesn't seem very practical, because in order for a non-Jew to acquire it, you have to hand it to him, and then he has to lift it up 3 tvachim to perform hagbah. Hagbah means to raise something to perform to complete the transaction. If we're so concerned of social distancing, so much so where everything's closed, so then giving it a goy doesn't seem so reasonable either. So even though halachically it's a pretty good thing if you're stuck, practically in these circumstances it's not really so feasible. So what other options are there? Again, this is all if you're really stuck. And before you use any of the heterim of a goy or give it to hefker, I recommend speaking to me or speaking to a rav or someone else before actually using these avenues, because it's really the end of the line to my understanding. So what's another option? The other option is to be mafkir. You could be mafkir the item and have it ownerless. The only objects that require tevila is that which is owned by a Jew. It's owned by a non-Jew, or it's ownerless, those two don't require tevila. That would be the other option. Now, there is an interesting machlokas poskim, whether a person's allowed to be mafkir on Shabbos, the same question of giving a gift. Now, Rosh Shlomo Zalman was very uncomfortable with the heter of being mafkir, because once you're mafkir, and then you start using it, you've just acquired it from Hefker. So he says, only if you're neshas at the chab could you rely on this. Rav Yasha felt that, no, once you're mafkir, you could go ahead and use it. That you could still pick something up with the intent of not acquiring it. So practically, if we get to that point where you have to mafkir something, where no other option exists, Rav Shechter lays down some important points that has to be done. Number one, to be mafkir something, you have to have full intent that you're truly declaring the item as truly ownerless, to the point that if someone else were to take the item before the original owner, before you, to reclaim them, you would be willing to let them go. You have to really convince yourself that it's mamash hefker for those few moments you left it hefker. And number two, he says, it has to be made ownerless, declared ownerless in the presence of 3 people. It has to have 2 witnesses and 1 person who could potentially take it from you. So he points out, Rav Shechter points out, that 2 of the 3 people must be good edim, halachic edim, like under a chuppah. You have to have good edim. And the 3rd person could be any guy who could, in theory, acquire that object. And then he says further, these 2 people don't have to be in the presence because we're concerned of social distancing, but it could be declared over email or even social media, Zoom, in the presence of 3 people that live in your neighbor that are aware, whereby a guy could run out and go pick up that item while it's hefker. So Rav Shechter, in the final point he says, in making sure that this is really true, After declaring that the items are ownerless, you should move the items out of your physical house or apartment and let them remain outside for a few minutes after declaring it hefker in front of three people, allowing the person, one of the three people on the Zoom, to go ahead and pick it up. And if no one picks it up, then you can bring it back in with having the intent of not acquiring it, keeping it as ownerless and using it that way. But again, giving it to a goy and making it hefker are really the last options. A person should either try to go to a mikvah if it's healthy, if it's clean enough. A body of water perhaps is much better these days if you have access. If not, that a disposable kelim.